the book of 2 Corinthians, the first seven chapters cover trials and training and character. And in chapter 4, we're going to be seeing some of that tonight. Verse number 1, he said, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." That's as far as I want to read for sake of reading. But I do want to look in a few of these verses tonight. The thought that really stood out to me was the part in verse number 2 where the apostle said, commending ourselves to every man's conscience. Commending ourselves to every man's conscience. And so I want us to look at this. I want us to look at this in light of that statement that the apostle made. And we'll try to explain it a little bit better as we bring the message tonight. When you look here again, you see the Apostle Paul again is just talking about another part of the Christian life, specifically for him and others, and it was the gospel ministry that now he is talking about in chapter 4. This gospel ministry, the ministry of the church, the outreach, the reaching out, the very commission that Christ gave to the church to reach sinners, to give them the gospel, to educate, to teach the believers. Amen. In the Word of God. When the Lord gave the commission, he said, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, baptizing them, you know, in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them all things." That is the work of the local church body, to be taught. Amen. And we're ever being taught as believers. Just because you get saved doesn't mean that that's the end of the road. That's the first step. It's the biggest step, but it's the first step. And we're to ever be learning. Ever learning. We don't want to be those that are ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. But we do want to be ever learning. We want to be like the Bereans in the book of Acts, searching the scripture daily to see whether those things are so. And the Apostle Paul, so he is talking about this gospel ministry. And he said, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, seeing we have this ministry, we have it. It has been given to us by Christ. Every one of you that are here at Mission, that attend regularly, that are saved, you are a part of this ministry. We have this ministry. You are a part of this ministry. We've talked about the covenant before. Why? Because we all solemnly and joyfully enter into covenant with one another as one body in Christ, entering into this ministry together. And she said, seeing we have this ministry as we have received mercy. You see, that's where it starts. You and I received mercy from Christ. Salvation. That He would come to where we are. Save our wretched souls. Amen. I mean, listen, save us by His grace. Wash us in His blood. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. We have received mercy. He said, we faint not. This is something that we cannot absolutely just let go. We cannot afford to just let it ride. Amen. We cannot faint when it comes to the work of this ministry. This ministry that Christ has given us, He wants us. Listen, we're going to give an account of the ministry. And there's what Paul said when he's talking about this, that we were saved into. I want to tell you something. The ministry, a lot of people say, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say. All you have to know is what Christ did for you. That's enough. You can tell somebody else what Jesus did for you, and He'll do it for them. That's the ministry. Being a light in this dark world. Being the salt of the earth. But Paul said, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. I want you to look at Paul, his integrity. He said, we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. Renounced it. Bravery is needed in this ministry. Taking shortcuts will be easy to accept along the way, but it will diminish. Listen, the light. Are you listening to me? A lot of churches, a lot of Christians, they want to try to take shortcuts. But we must, listen, it takes some bravery to war this warfare. To enter this ministry. Honesty. He said that we have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. It takes honesty. Honesty with others and honesty with ourselves. We build relationships with people. Listen, on trust and authenticity. Amen. We uphold Christ, the message of love, through truth. He said, I am the way, the truth. The truth. Paul said, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. I don't know what all he meant in that right there, but I'm going to tell you something. Before Christ saved Paul, he could take the Old Testament and twist it and get people believing they've blasphemed. And then he could throw them in jail, those that were Christians. But Paul said, we have denounced the hidden things of dishonesty. You know, there are people today that are using these tactics to try to bring people in. They're telling people, come as you are, you don't have to change. Oh, yes, they do. If they're ever going to be saved, they're going to change. And they need to know it. life is not good enough right now. Amen? To tell people that are lost that God's blessings are just going to shower you today. They may wake up in hell before, are you listening to me, before the day's over with. The hidden things of dishonesty. Sinners need to be told they're sinners. They need to be told they're loved. They need to be told there is a way of salvation, and it's only one way. And it's through the blood of Jesus Christ. There are those that are being dishonest, but we, listen, we build these relationships with people. And that's what he's talking about here. He's talking about commending ourselves to every man's conscience. Building a relationship with these people and commending ourselves to every man's conscience. We have this ministry and we use this ministry to reach these people. And honesty and truth, and the authenticity of that, that's how we build it. In this chapter, the concept of suffering for the gospel is here. Suffering for the gospel. Paul mentioned some of his sufferings, his trials, his hardships. I want to tell you something. Obedience many times comes with its own suitcase of difficulty. God gave me that quote today. I didn't read that out of a book. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm saying when somebody has went through difficulties and trials, they are more forged for God. Amen? They go through difficult things and come out on the other side victorious. Amen. Thank God for that. Thank God for that. And then that soul is obedient. More obedient. More trusting in Christ. His faith is stronger in the Lord. And he has an arm for this ministry. Why? Because he suffered for it. The Apostle Paul suffered for this ministry. He wasn't going to throw it away easily. Every child of God, listen, that suffers for this ministry, suffers for the gospel's sake. You're going to be more obedient because that you face that difficulty. It makes someone committed to the truth when you suffer for it. Amen? When you suffer for the truth, you're far more committed for it. After you've been ridiculed for the truth, you stand even firmer. You stand stronger. They keep ridiculing you for the truth, and you know it's the truth. You're going to stand cemented. You suffer for it. I mean, look at Paul. All of his trials, it didn't matter what he suffered. You saw a man committed. I mean, everything that could have happened to a man happened. And it didn't move him. He said, none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry. Amen? This ministry, this gospel truth, this that Christ has given unto us, this truth, we're in a day of deception and manipulation. Religion is on every corner. manipulating men. Right? People, the Bible said in the last days, they'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. The heart is touched greatest by gospel truth. Truth. It's not truth mingled with some easiness that reaches in to man. It's not stories of blubber. Are you listening to me? It's gospel truth that melts the heart of stone.
That's right.
Amen. That can get the biggest men crying and squalling. Amen. That's what God does. God's truth centers into the soul, centers into the heart of men and women, boys and girls. Amen. And breaks the spirit.
Amen.
And touches them. He said, "We have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty." Renounced it. The second thing, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. Amen? Not handling the word of God deceitfully. But by manifestation of the truth. But by manifestation of the truth. Commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
Yep.
We don't twist the word. We don't add to or take away.
Right.
No manipulation. Amen. We commend ourselves to every man's conscience. We give the word in its truth. And the heart of every man needs truth to set it free. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That's how Paul is saying that commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. Getting into a man's heart and life, amen? Touching them down to the soul with the truth of Christ. Not with deceivings. Not with dishonesty and craftiness. Not with handling the word deceitfully. We don't need gospel clowns. Are you listening? We don't need sports heroes to come in and talk about how tough football's been and how it molded them. No, we need some men of God to take the Word of God and open it up and show men how God shapes a sinner like clay in a potter's hand. Amen. That God puts him in the fire. God can then mold him and make him into a vessel unto honor. Sanctified, meet for the master's use. That's how we commend ourselves to every man's conscience. A man wants to know he's not been lied to. He's been told the truth. Tell the truth. Renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. And then he said, in verse 3, look how he said it in this context. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. If it's hidden to them, we have not lived it, we have not presented it, truth, we've been crafty, Amen? We've been dishonest, untruthful, deceitful. That's another gospel. That's any other gospel. Brother Brandon was teaching about that this morning some. These others that, I mean, they'll work themselves to death trying to appease men. And they missed it because it's not the truth. It's not of this ministry. And the gospel is hid from men. Listen, that is how we reach them. We commend ourselves to their conscience. We're trying to get into the spirits of men. Get into their lives. Get into their hearts and their minds with the truth. Sow that seed and hope it's not on fallow ground. Amen. Continue to break it up. Break it up. He said, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We commend ourselves to the conscience of these men. It's not us. It's Christ in us. It's His power. It's His Word. It's His truth. We believe that. We believe it to be the powerful message of Christ that will break sinners and bring them to salvation. I like what he said in verse 10. I'm still trying to understand the fullness of it. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. I am bearing in my body the crucified Christ, the crucified life, that at the same time the living Christ can come forth. Manifest Himself. That's what we commend to every man's conscience. Christ. Christ in us. Christ that can be in them. Paul, if you read this, you look down there in verse 8, we're troubled on every side, not distressed. We're perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Then he said, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. Verse 11, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. The dying of the Lord Jesus in us, that life, the living Christ, work in them. Power of an endless life, he called it. Power of an endless life. That's what Christ offers to sinners. how we need His Holy Spirit abounding in us, that we could commend ourselves into the conscience of men, that we could get into their hearts and minds and into their lives and place Christ at the center of everything that we have said and done. Christ! Christ the Lord! The Savior of men and women! He that was dead and is alive forevermore! He that saves to the uttermost them that come unto God, amen, by Him. Bless His name. We have this ministry. We have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty. Integrity, bravery, honesty, that the truth, the gospel truth. When He said in verse 3, but if our gospel be hid, listen, it's not a false gospel. This is the gospel of Christ that He said is the power of God unto salvation. It's not another gospel. It's not another. Listen, and no doubt there were many. I was reading today about some of the religions in those early days of the church when Rome was so prominent everywhere. Those Stoics and, just all manner of people with religion of mentality, of intelligence, and, trying to explain God and not knowing how. Missing the mark. But they had it. They had it. And they was trying to put that in every man. And we're looking at the same thing today. There is so much falsehood today. And only one real truth. And it's to be shared. Amen. Bless the Lord. Well, I'm done for this evening. There's a lot more to that, but you chew on that right there. Commending ourselves to every man's conscience. I want you to stand.